Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salam to all of you. Welcome to another new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, where we're going to speak about balancing work and family. Today, Sunday, 20th of Zilqa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of May, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And we start with Allah's name. For today, we'll listen to chapter An-Najm, verses 38 to 41.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى.
That no bearer of burdens will bear the burden of another.
وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى.
And that there is not for man except that good for which he strives.
وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى.
And that his effort is going to be seen.
ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى.
Then he will be recompensed for it with the fullest recompense.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Arabic word sa'y designates move fast rather than run, but it often connotes strive, make effort, and etc. Since upon making efforts, rapid movements are being done, whether the same aim at doing righteous good deeds or otherwise. It would be of interest to note that man reaps the fruit of his efforts rather than fulfillment of something, which connotes that it is of significance to strive and make efforts even if one may not attain to his goal. If he, human being, intends to do righteous good deeds, Allah Almighty will grant him his reward, since he seeks good intentions rather than fulfill tasks. Today, the same as the last episode of today's special, we're going to speak about balancing work and family. Work is taking over the lives of many of us in today's fast-paced global environment. And if we do not guard ourselves against work-life imbalance, there could be increasing work-family conflicts and stress resulting from long hours and workload escalation. Vacations are getting shorter and are often clubbed with work. Or even worse, many do not have the time for a vacation. Quality family time is getting invaded by the omnipresence of media and the internet. It has been well established that most adults suffer adverse health effects from stress, and 75 to 90% of all physician office visits are for stress-related ailments and complaints. Stress is linked to the 6 leading causes of death: heart disease, cancer, lung ailments, accidents, cirrhosis of the liver, and suicide. People who experience stress typically go through different stages and degrees of suffering. And along the way, they pass on their stress to their direct environment, their families, so co-workers and friends.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about patterns of balance between work and life and improving the quality of work life while maintaining family stability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah ar-Rahman, in chapter ar-Rahman, and the earth has laid out for all living beings, and it are fruits, palm trees with sheathed clusters, grains with husks, and fragrant plants. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hud, and He has entrusted humanity with the task of developing the earth. He brought you forth from the earth and settled you therein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wish for some to possess divine blessings without effort. Where He says in Surah Al-Hashr, so that it may not circulate solely among the wealthy among you. Those who burden society without working, exploiting others like leeches, are far from Allah's mercy. The Prophet ﷺ said, cursed is the one who places his burden on others. And acquiring wealth, resources, and blessings without legitimate work is prohibited and unlawful. And do not consume one another's wealth unjustly. This is Surah Al-Baqarah. In Islam, the value of work is so elevated that the saying of the Prophet is considered as an economic principle. Whoever revives barren land, it belongs to him. Unemployment is so condemned that all forms of it are rejected. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, there is no monasticism in Islam.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special. This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life.
Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we're speaking about strengthen our bond with family, building strong communication with our family member is imperative in bringing a work-life balance. Having a strong familial bond promotes trust, understanding, and support. Sharing our work life with our family and letting them know our work struggles can help them understand our perspective. If they know your work problems, they will be less demanding and more supportive of you. When they feel hurt, they will react better when you have to stay late at work one evening or leave the dinner table early to finish a big project. Make sure the communication flows constantly.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and left, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
Now, we are speaking about essential strategies for success at work and in personal life, so be with us. Islam teaches that time is a precious gift from Allah, and managing it wisely is a form of worship. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny emphasized the importance of using time effectively through sayings like, take benefit of five before five, your youth before your old age, your health before sickness, your wealth before poverty, your free time before your busy schedule, and your life before your death. Proper planning involves scheduling daily prayers, work tasks, family time, and personal reflection, ensuring no aspect is neglected. Implementing Islamic principles of barakah, that means divine blessing, means prioritizing tasks that are beneficial and avoid frivolous pursuits. Techniques such as setting clear goals and maintaining discipline help believers stay on track, leading to greater success and inner satisfaction, all while upholding spiritual values.
Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam says, indeed Almighty Allah despises sleepy and idle servants. Islam considers fraudulent work, earning without productive labor, unlawful. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, I do not like to rent a mill and then sublease it at a higher price without at least taking responsibility or adding value to it. A man named Muhammad ibn Munkadir narrates, one hot day near Medina, I saw Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, working outside the city. I thought to myself, glory to Allah, a nobleman from Quraysh is seeking worldly gain in such heat. I should advise him. I approached and greeted him while he was sweating. I said, should a nobleman from Quraysh be seeking worldly gain in such conditions? What if death overtakes you in this state? He replied, if death comes to me in this state, it comes while I'm obeying Allah. For through this work, I make myself and my family independent of you and others. I fear death overtaking me while I'm disobeying Allah. Hearing this, I said, may God bless you. You spoke the truth. I intended to advise you, but you advised me.
That was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening. We were speaking about balancing work and family, and inshallah we follow this topic to know more about it during this week. We leave you in Allah's care and blessing, and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told
told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, cause I'm a believer.